It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena Marama Davidson, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm really good, thank you. Lovely to be with you.
Nice to have a nice short week. Matariki, of course, our first proper public holiday. I'm sure you'll be doing some nice things to celebrate with your whānau.
Yeah, including having a sleep and just being with my whānau in the first place. But my goodness, what an absolute momentous occasion for the country, for everybody, to have the most Aotearoa public holiday that we've ever had, an actual public holiday that relates specifically to us. Mm. And so, you know, really looking forward to it. Really proud of the people like Professor Rangi Matāmua who have brought us and gifted us this incredible knowledge.
Mm, absolutely. There's been another significant day this week. It was World Refugee Day on Monday, which is, you know, a time of the year, I guess, where people reflect on the ways governments are supporting refugee situations. The Green Party has been calling on the government and the new minister, Michael Woods, to deal with some of the issues that have been coming up with our sort of pause on our refugee quota over the pandemic. What specifically does the Green Party want to see?
Yeah, it's the support that hasn't been provided during the pandemic. And we've got a proud history, so we want to boost that support for refugees, asylum seekers and their whānau, because, for example, the past 2 years on refugee settlement program and refugee family reunification has been almost completely and utterly on hold. So with that, I guess, reset and review that we saw recently, there was a great opportunity, and there's still a great opportunity for Minister Wood to actually ensure that we're modelling those values of Aotearoa and supporting people who are not safe in their countries. So that's things like committing to actually filling our annual refugee quota in the first place, and a commitment particularly to pick up the places that are not filled due to the border closures and prioritise filling those unfilled places. And that goes along with a commitment to reunifying the full 600 refugee family members as well.
We've also seen, of course, a new government come in over in Australia, and we've had a very fraught kind of conversation with Australia about refugees for a very long time. Are you hopeful that we might see some changes to our relationship with Australia over the conversation around refugees and bringing folks to Aotearoa?
I am, because of the change in leadership and, you know, I think we should hold the new leadership to account for the values that we would, you know, hope that that Australia has, and especially with this opportunity. With the new leadership, we've seen already that the Prime Minister has been able to have some early discussions, our Prime Minister, I should say, early discussions with their new Prime Minister. So I would hope that we can, you know, finally start to see some action. I think the politicians and the community here can support that by really making it very clear that that should be a priority in our Tasman relationship.
Mm. Well, let's talk a little bit about the healthcare sector at the moment. There are some major concerns about the pressure it's currently under. We're seeing GPs being brought in to help relieve ED capacity, both here in Tāmaki Makaurau and now also in Pōneke as well. We're also seeing a major influx of the flu and, of course, COVID. What's the Green Party's position on how our health sector is managing at the moment?
Oh, firstly, big aroha to them, and, you know, it's particularly hammering everywhere, but also Counties Manukau, we're hearing, you know, that's my hometown, mm-hmm. my hood. And it's very, very clear that we should be prioritising a safety plan and equity. And the equity is starting to, the inequities are revealing themselves in what particular DHBs are getting hammered. And so with that peak and with the borders bringing new and extra viruses into our communities, and I have to say, I think a lot of us are experiencing this also, our immunity for the flu viruses seems a little mm-hmm. low, and I think that's what we're hearing. So with all of that, I think we could target and look at children's access to education and protection in schools. That would also protect children, school staff, absolutely, and their families, the communities connected to schools, particularly from COVID and respiratory infections. And we've called for a COVID action plan. Those are pulling together the positions we've always held, which are evidence-based and health, public sector health expertise informed. And they include bringing back masking in schools, one of our key basic and quite simple protection measures, indoor masking in schools, and free N95 high quality masks for both children and teachers. And we've also, thirdly, called for ensuring that all schools have adequate ventilation and air filter infrastructure to also allow for that protection against viruses as well.
We've also heard quite a lot of calls recently from the healthcare sector to make the flu vaccination much more widely accessible. It is currently free for particular parts of the population, but not for everybody. Is that something that the Green Party would like to see?
Oh, absolutely. Again, I would suggest the principle for us here is the equity lens. It's good that the vaccines have been available for particular communities. I'd want us to have another look exactly where the more at-risk and other at-risk communities groups are. Have we got equity lens through our rural, more isolated provinces as well? And I know for a long time our health system has actually been really struggling in many of our isolated areas. What's happening in particular age groups and in particular communities and their access to healthcare as well. But, you know, and that would also help us ensure that we're getting good flu vaccine coverage as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some funding that's been going into helping rangatahi and young folks find safe, stable places to live. $40 million is being invested by the government into this. Now, this is your portfolio. The Associate Minister of Housing, particularly homelessness, is part of your mandate there. What is this going to be used for, this funding?
Yeah, so firstly, I want to highlight that in full for the homeless in the homelessness space, I managed to secure $75 million investment, and it's important because that included a kaupapa Māori focus as well, and that was $25 million for that iwi and Māori providers to deliver kaupapa Māori wraparound support, and that's crucial to rangatahi who are struggling, rangatahi who are homeless, as well as the $20 million that will expand the actual supply of rangatahi-focused transitional housing, which has to be quite, I guess, bespoke and unique to exactly how rangatahi need to be supported. Another $20 million is also to provide that extra support for those young people with higher and more complex needs as well. So, you know, you've got $20 million for supply to expand places, and you've got another $20 million for the support services, as well as the $25 million for iwi and kaupapa Māori support. And then you've just got, you've got also $10 million for particular homeless outreach services as well. That will also contribute towards rangatahi and all people who are homeless.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Minister. I hope you have a lovely time celebrating Matariki with your whānau this weekend, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks' time.
Manawatia a Matariki, Rachel. I hope you enjoy your weekend as well. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Thank